morning, everyone. It is a privilege to be here with you.
各位早安，是我的荣幸能够今天在这里与你们相处。
Thank you for helping me and my family feel welcome in the last month or so.
过去的一两个月之间，我也谢谢你们，使得我和我的家人都觉得很受到你们的欢迎。
It's always a challenge when you come into a new church just to remember names and faces.
当你到一个新的教会的时候，就是要记得每一个人的名字，都是一个很大的挑战。
When you add the language barrier, it makes it even just that much more challenging.
再加上了语言上的这个障碍，所以我们对于我来讲就是更挑战性了。
Okay, am I there? Check. Are we there? Oh, there we go.Ah, there we are. Technology.
Yeah.
Anyhow, today I wanted to share with you from this theme of live like Jesus.
今天我要跟你们分享的就是我们的主题是活得像基督。
When I came here, Reverend Mao mentioned that this is the theme that we wanted to study as a church.
当我来的时候，马牧师就告诉我们说，我们的教会就要一起来学习怎么样活像基督。
And so as we've been going through the book of Philippians, we've been doing the same thing with the English congregation.
所以在英文堂，我们也是同样的读这个腓立比书。
So I was thinking, what does it mean to live like Jesus?
所以我在想了，什么叫做活像基督呢？
And I thought about this question that every child is asked when growing up.
所以我就想到这么一个问题，每个小孩长大的时候，要成长的时候都会问的。
What do you want to be when you grow up?
他们被问到说你长大以后想要什么，做什么。
Sometimes the answers are doctor or fireman.
有的时候这个答案就是说我要长大当医生或者是当救火员。
Or maybe it's astronaut or cowboy.
或者是太空人或者是牛仔。
Or maybe it's a baseball player, some kind of athlete or a singer.
或者是运动员，像是打棒球的，甚至于歌唱家。
I know for me growing up, the answer was doctor.
当我长大的当我小孩的还在孩子的时候，我告诉人家说我要当医生。
And as I stand here as a pastor, it's far from that.
那我今天站在你的面前是一个牧师，当然跟医生相差很远了。
But my mom was a nurse growing up, and my dad was a mechanical engineer.
当我小孩成长的时候，我的母亲是护士，那么我的父亲是工程师。
And knowing the way I think, the logical thing would have been to become an engineer.
所以，假如说要用逻辑来思想的话，我长大了应该当一个工程师。
I like the logic. I like the problem solving. That is much of who I am.
我自己其实是喜欢去这个解决问题，我的思想也非常有逻辑的，所以应该好像应该成为工程师。
But somehow mom's influence was a little stronger.
但是我母亲对我的影响好像更强一点。
And so I pursued the education for that.
所以我就按照她的这个影响而受了教育。
But I just never really had the passion for it.
但是我自己本身却不是那么喜爱。
Clearly God grabbed a hold of my life in a different way.
当然，神也把我让我的生命转到另外一个方向。
But nonetheless, as a young boy, I still wanted to be like my dad.
但是我还是年孩子的时候，我还是喜欢长大了以后像我的父亲。
Probably I was about 7 or 8 when this happened.
当我大概七八岁的时候，这件事情发生。
Every child wants to get behind the steering wheel of the car and pretend to drive.
每一个小孩子都喜欢坐在车子里面，手拿着这个方向盘，好像要在开车子。
And I was no different than that.
我也是一样的。
The problem was when I did it, my dad was in the middle of changing the oil.
当我在做这件事情的时候，刚好就是我的父亲正在要把这个车子换机油的时候。
So he had the car on the ramps.
所以他的车子是停在有一个坡度的地方。
And he's underneath taking off the filter.
他是在车子的底下面正在要换机油。
And 7-year-old Jay gets into the driver's seat.
那我七岁的我就坐在那个驾驶座上。
And I released it into gear.
我就把它搬动了。
And the car started to roll down the ramp.
那么这个车子呢就往下坡走下去。
Fortunately, Dad was at the front end and not across the middle.
还好我的父亲是在车子的前头而不是在后头。
But he quickly got up and was able to apply the parking brake.
他很快的跳起来，然后就把这个刹车刹住。
Which he should have done in the first place.
其实他应该车子早就是在有刹车了。
But I wanted to be like my dad.
但是我因为我喜欢像我父亲一样。
It's a natural desire for us to have a model, a hero that we want to be like.
这是很自然的事情，因为我们总是希望有一个做我们的模样，是我们的英雄。
And so for us as followers of Jesus Christ, Jesus is our model.
对我们这些是跟随基督的人，那么耶稣基督就是我们的模范。
The verse in Philippians is to live as Christ and to die as gain.
腓立比书的主题就是让我们活像耶稣，我们死了也是有益处的。
For us, this is what we strive for.For in our Christian walk,
在我们在这个信心的过程之中，我们这就是我们的目标。
In fact, in Romans, Paul writes this that we are to be conformed to the image of his son, like to be like Jesus.
保罗在罗马书里面也告诉我们说，我们是应该要效法他的儿子，就是像耶稣基督一样。
So what is God's intention is not for us to simply live like Jesus.But that our lives would actually present an image of Jesus to the world.
所以上帝让我们不是说我们只要活得像基督，但是也要同时也要我们让众人看到我们是信主的。
That our very lives would reflect Jesus in everything.
让我们的生活不在每一件事情上都能够反映基督出来。
So I was thinking, when we start to look at what Jesus was like.We can go to the Gospels.
当我们要想看耶稣到底像什么样子呢？我们就可以去福音书里面查。
See, Jesus lived on earth.
因为基督活在世上。
And we have a biblical record of that.
因为我们有这个圣经的记录。
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
我们有马太、马可、路加。
And as we study his life,
我们也研读了他的生平。
We can come to understand how we can live on this earth.Like Jesus.
所以我们也可以知道我们在世上如何要来活得像耶稣。
And in the Gospels, we find how Jesus actually lived in this relationship with God the Father.
在我们的福音书里面，我们也知道耶稣他是怎么样活的，跟他父亲之间的关系。
It was an active, vibrant, loving relationship with God the Father.
这个他与天父的关系是一个非常的活有活力，非常是非常有爱的一种关系。
And that's the model that Jesus left for us.
这也就是耶稣给我们留下来的榜样。
And that we could enjoy that same kind of relationship with God Himself.
我们也可以与天父同样来享受耶稣与天父那种的爱的关系。
So as we look at the scriptures today, I want us to be thinking about how we might live like Jesus in relationship to God the Father.
所以今天当我们来查考圣经的时候，我们要告诉大家怎么样能够活得像基督与他父亲的样子的关系的生活。
The first thing is to know the Father's heart.
第一件事情是要能够明白父的心。
My wife and I have been married, let's see, 23 years now.
我太太与我结婚已经有23年了。
And any relationship like that, over time you get to know each other very well.
任何的关系有这么长的时间，你应该已经彼此非常的熟悉了。
I know what she likes, I know what she doesn't like.
我知道她喜欢什么，她不喜欢什么。
I know the things that bring her joy and sadness.
我也知道什么事情能够使她有喜乐，什么事情能够使她悲伤。
I've over the years learned to know her heart.
而且这么多年了，我都学习到怎么样来看透她的心。
But that has taken time.
但是这些都是需要时间的。
And it's taken a lot of mistakes on my part.
而且我也也经过了很多的错误。
Wrong guesses.
猜错了。
But when we're talking about knowing the Father's heart, we can know the Father's heart because He's given us His Word.
当我们讲说要知道父的心，我们能够知道的，因为他已经把他话赐给我们。
In Luke chapter 4, we have the account of Jesus' temptation in the wilderness.
在路加福音第四章的时候，我们看到了耶稣基督他在受试探。
After 40 days of fasting and prayer, Jesus had an encounter with Satan.
当他禁食和祷告40天以后，他受到了撒旦的试探。
And although he had the vast angel armies at his disposal,
虽然他有成对的天使天军能够受他的使用，
Jesus used the word of God as his weapon.
但是他用上帝的话成为当他的武器。
Satan tried to twist scripture to accomplish what he wanted from Jesus.
撒旦想要扭曲圣经，能够成就他自己的意愿。
But Jesus took scripture for what it was, the truth, the word of God.
但是耶稣他用神的话，他根本就是这个真理。
And he used it, as the Bible describes, as the sword of the Spirit.
圣经来这么描述神的话，就是一个利剑。
It's the weapon that we have as followers of Christ available to us.
也是我们跟随耶稣基督的人拥有的。
But you may be thinking, well, Jesus is God. He should know the word.
所以你可能在想说，因为耶稣是神，他当然知道神的话。
And although that is true, Jesus, when he walked on earth, grew up like every other Jewish boy.
当然这个也对，但是耶稣在世上的日子的时候，他跟其他的犹太人的孩子一样，是以人的身份长大的。
The Jewish educational system had boys learning scripture from the age of 5 on up.
犹太人他们要孩子从五岁开始就学习神的话。
From age 5 to 12, it was the house of school was called Bet Zephyr, where they read and write the Torah.
从五岁到十二岁的时候，他们去这个学校，这个名字就是叫做神的家。然后他们是在那里学习摩西五经。
The Torah is the first 5 books of our Old Testament.
这个摩西五经就是我们圣经里面的前面的五本。
So I work with students.
我也和学生们一起工作过。
And I'm trying to imagine our 12-year-old boys.Having memorized 5 books of the Bible.
我就想说，这个十二岁的孩子如何能够记到这个摩西五经？
That's an incredible accomplishment.
这是个很大的个成就。
But for 7 years, they would study and they would memorize, and it would become a part of who they were.
但是他们花七年的时间，他们要研读，他们要背起来，就成为他们生命的一部分。
So from age 12 through 15, it was Bet Midrash, the house of interpretation.
到12岁到15岁的时候，他们那个学校就是叫做易经的易经。
So there they would study the entire Old Testament.
在那个时候，他们要学习整本的旧约。
It's called the Tanakh, which is the Torah, the Nevi'im,and the Ketuvim, which is the law, prophets, and writings.
这个整本的圣经他们就叫做 Tanakh, 这里就是包括了，当然摩西五经，还包括了先知书，还有其他的这些著作。
So for the next 3 years, they're studying the entire Old Testament.
所以他们就花下面的三年的时间来读整本的旧约。
And trying to learn and understand its interpretation.
要学习并且知道怎么样来译经。
At age 15, a Jewish boy would be accepted by a rabbi to learn from him.
到15岁到30岁的时候呢，他们就要从拉比那里学习。
And that's Bet Talmud, House of Disciple.
那么这个学校就是叫做这个门徒训练学校。
And so from 15 to 30, they would study underneath a rabbi.
所以从15到30岁，他们就受到拉比的教导。
And the goal would be to be mentored and to learn how to live like their rabbi.
他们的就是要在那里学习如何的生活和活得像他们的拉比。
And so this is the system under which Jesus grew up as a Jewish boy.
耶稣当初也就是在这种的学习的系统下面成长的。
So he knew the word of God.
所以他知道神的话。
And within this educational model, it became a part of his life.
就在这样子的教导之下呢，这个神的话就是成为他生活的一部分了。
And I believe what God wants us to know about him can be found in his word.
而且我也相信我耶稣神让我们认识他，从这个圣经里面来认识他。
In fact, the word is another name for Jesus himself.
实在这个道就是神的话，就是耶稣另外一个名字。
And for us as believers, we can know Jesus as well as scripture.
我们凡是相信耶稣的，我们能够认识耶稣，就像我们认识圣经一样。
You see in John 1:1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God."
就像约翰福音第一章第一节说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
As we take time to know Scripture, we get to know Jesus, we get to know God.
当我们花时间来学习圣经的话，我们知道了圣经，就是我们就认识耶稣。
In 2 Timothy 3:16, it talks about how Scripture itself is useful and profitable to us.
在提摩太后书的第三章十六节告诉我们说，这个圣经是怎么样对我们有益。
It comes directly from God and helps us to know Him and to serve Him better.
因为这个话直接从神那里来的，是能够帮助我们认识他，并且帮助我们侍奉他。
Another aspect in knowing Jesus, knowing God and loving Him, another aspect in knowing the Father's heart is to talk with Him regularly in prayer.
另外一点，怎么样来认识神的心意的话呢？就是与他说话，也就是祷告。
Because as much as the Word of God is His opportunity to speak to us,
圣经的话语是他来对我们讲话。
Our time of prayer and meditation is our opportunity to speak to God.
我们的祷告和我们的默想就是我们与他说话的机会。
As I said, my wife and I have a good relationship that has taken years to develop.
就像我刚说的，我和我的太太有我们有很好的关系，这个关系是因为有多年的建造起来的。
But it always hasn't been just one person speaking.
当然，从来也不可能就是一个人在那边沟通。
It's a conversation, a dialogue.
是一个绘画，是两方面来的。
It's me talking and listening.
是我讲，但是我也听。
And so as I read scripture, I'm listening to God.
当我读圣经的时候，我就是在那边听神讲话。
And when I go to prayer, I am sharing my heart with God.
当我祷告的时候呢，我就与神分享我的心。
And also listening as well.
同时也在那边听。
Jesus made that a regular habit.
耶稣是惯例照常做的。
We see here in Mark that he went up early in the morning to go to a place and he prayed.
在马可福音我们看到他早上起来，他到一个地方，他在那里祷告。
And then also in Luke where he slipped away to the wilderness and prayed.
在路加福音我们看到他自己离开了众人，他在那里祷告。
These examples didn't happen by accident.
这些他给我们留下的榜样并不是像是只是偶尔意外发生的。
They were an intentional part of Jesus' life.
是他有意这样子过日子的方式。
A daily practice.
也是他每天都做的。
A predetermined time to meet with God.
是他早就每天先决定好要怎么样用这个时间与神同在。
And you see, he went to a desolate place, a wilderness, a place away from the crowds.
因为我们看到他到野外，他到这个没有人的地方，他要在那里单独与父同在。
We need to find those places where it is just us and God.
我们也需要找这个地方，就是我们只有我们和上帝在一起。
Some of us like the quiet of a room.
我们有的人喜欢在房间里面有这个单独的安静的时间。
And some of us want to be in the tabernacle of His creation.
或者是有人喜欢在这个室外，是这个他所创造的宇宙天地之间。
But to make an intentional effort to spend time with God is the key.
但是你却是要定义的，要努力的拿这个时间出来与神同在。
In Matthew 14, after the miracle of the feeding of 5,000, Jesus dismissed the crowds, it says, and he went up to the mountain to pray.
在这个马太福音第十四章，当他喂饱了五千个人以后，他就离开众人，他了独自上山祷告。
This is a picture of Mount Arbel in Israel.
这是我们在这里看到的这个在以色列的这个山。
A couple years ago, I had the opportunity to go and visit Israel. This is in the Galilee region.
这个山是在加利利的地区。几年以前我曾经有机会去以色列。
This region overlooks the towns and the cities that Jesus had done ministry.
在这个山上我们可以看到当时耶稣基督他在世上的时候在那块地上他在服侍人。
Early one morning, our group went and climbed this mountain to spend some time with God.
有一天早上我们这一队人就一大早就爬到这个山顶上在那里与在那里独处一段时间。
And it took over an hour to get there.
我们花了一个钟头爬上去。
And the whole time you're thinking about what do you want to say to God?
在路上的时候你就在想说到底你要向上帝说什么呢?
Or you're thinking about your day and the things you're dealing with.
或者是想说你这一天你要处理些什么事情
You have a lot of time on your hands even on the climb up
你在爬上去的时候这个路上就有很多时间了
But when you get there you see this vast land before you
当你爬到顶上的时候你是看下面这么大的一片的土地
And for Jesus to be at the top of this mountain he sees these little cities that he was having ministry in
当想到耶稣他在这山顶上的时候他看到下面各个的小小的城镇是他在那里服侍人的地方
and he's thinking about the people and their lives and their struggles
他就想到了他们那些人他们的生活和他们所面对的挑战
and he's talking to the Father and he's pouring out his heart for them
他就向父神祷告他为这些人向父神祷告他把他的心都掏出来
Because he knows the Father's heart, he knows what matters to God.
因为他认识上帝的心，他知道对上帝哪些是重要的。
This is part of that dialogue that he had with the Father.
这就是他和他的父亲这个绘画的时候的一部分。
So once you're at the top, you get to see this bigger picture of what God is doing.
所以当你在山上的时候你就可以突然可以看到上帝在做的他的事工的一个很大的一个影像
So I want us to be considering how we can know the Father's heart better
所以我们要思想一下我们如何能够更多的认识父的心
Scripture and prayer meditation gives us a glimpse of that heart
我们从这个经文我们从默想我们从祷告里面可以看到一部分神的心意
But as I said, every good and healthy relationship needs to be nurtured.
因为就像我所说的，要有一个好的关系的话，一定要培养。
God has done His part by making His Word available to us.
上帝已经把他那他该做的做好了，因为他把圣经赐给我们。
I need to do my part in spending time in the Word and spending time in prayer with God.
那么我们也需要做我们该做的，因为我们要花时间在他的话语里面。
So not only did Jesus know the Father's heart.But he also obeyed the Father's will.
耶稣不但知道父神的心意，并且他也是顺服父神的心意。
As a parent, we want our children to obey us.
作为一个父母的，我们总是希望我们的孩子能够听从我们。
And I've often asked my kids to do things that I thought were reasonable.
我常常对我的孩子要求我认为他们应该做的事情。
But didn't always seem reasonable to them.
但是对他们来讲好像没有道理。
But no matter what, I try not to simply say because I said so.
我尽量的不要告诉他们说，就是因为我这样子讲，你要做。
It's very easy as a parent to dictate behavior in my children.
因为做父母的很容易来控制，要他们孩子做我们要做的。
Now my kids are older, and so the only thing I have left is to take away the car keys.
我的孩子们都已经年岁比较大了，所以我现在可以控制他们的，就是把他们的车子的钥匙拿走。
Or restrict their time with their friends.
或者是控制他们与朋友在一起的时间。
The timeout corner doesn't work anymore.
说要站在墙角，什么事情不能做的那种方法已经没有用了。
But I try to be as reasonable and explain as much as I can.
我尽量跟他们讲道理，尽量解释给他们听。
But too often, as parents. We focus in on behavior. We focus in on their behavior rather than their willingness to obey.
我们做父母的常常就是只注重他们的行为怎么样，我却没有想到说要如何帮助他们顺服。
And it's very easy for me to just simply dictate that.
让我来控制他们，叫他们做什么就做什么，其实是比较容易的。
And some people see God that way.
有的时候我们看神也是这样子看。
That God is simply from the Bible trying to dictate our behaviors.
我们从圣经看，以为上帝就是让我们就是要控制我们。
As this holy heavenly Father simply saying, "Because I said so."
因为好像很多时候上帝说我的话如此说。
Obedience out of compulsion is slavery.
假如说是你是被强迫而去顺从的话，这个就好像做奴隶一样。
But obedience out of love is a relationship.
假如你顺服是因为出于爱的话呢，就是代表你的那种关系了。
Isn't it good that our heavenly Father is not like us as parents?
我们的天父不像我们的父母，这是一件太好的事情。
We may not always understand what He's asking us to do.
我们不会完全在什么时候都明白他为什么要我们这样做。
But we have the assurance that in His sovereignty, His requests have a greater purpose.
但是我们知道他是掌权的，我们也明白他对我们的要求是有他的目的。
And my obedience to His will brings glory to Him.
我意愿的去顺服是能够将荣耀归于他的。
Scripture shows that Jesus had this understanding.
我们从圣经里面就知道耶稣他有这样子的理解。
He says here in John that his food is to do the will of him who sent me.
因为在约翰福音里面，耶稣说他的食物就是顺从遵行差他来的人的旨意。
And then also in John, I've come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of one him who sent me.
并且在约翰福音也说，我从天上降下来，不是要按着自己的旨意行，乃是要按那差我来的旨意行。
Jesus was willing to obey the Father's will.
耶稣他非常的意愿的遵从父神的旨意。
Because he knew the Father's heart, it was easy to understand how to live his life on earth.
因为他明白了解父神的心，所以就比较容易能够在世上活出父神让他的旨意出来。
Again, this is the example that we have that we can follow.
这也是基督给我们的榜样，我们可以学习的。
Even at his most trying and challenging point of obedience, Jesus obeyed.
甚至于是在他最不容易的时候，最有挑战性的时候，试探性的时候，他仍然选择了顺服上帝。
The account in Matthew at the Garden of Eden, Garden of Gethsemane, you see that Jesus prayed that this cup would be taken from him.
我们知道在马太福音，耶稣在克西马利园祷告的时候，他祈求父神将这个杯从他那里挪去。
Jesus knew the suffering that was about to he was about to experience.
耶稣他很快的就要经历他的受难了。
He understood how enormous this sacrifice was.
他明白他的这个这个他自己献上自己是如何巨大的事情。
How important it was in God's overall plan for the world.
在上帝对整个人类的计划里面是何等的重要。
His human side wanted to avoid the pain.
他以人的身份来想的话，他要想避免这个样子的痛苦。
But the deity side, his God side, understood his obedience was important.
但是以神的身份，他知道他的顺服是何等的重要。
And he says, "Not my will, but yours be done."
所以他说，不要按照我的旨意，乃是按你的旨意。
And in Scripture it says he prayed this several times.
圣经告诉我们说，他如此祷告了好几次。
But it all came back down to obeying the Father.
但是都每一次都是以顺服他的父天父为结束。
Sometimes selfishly we want what we want.
我们常常因为自私的关系，想要我们所要的。
Even if it goes against the Father's will.
甚至于是跟天父的旨意是相反的。
But the example Jesus sets before us is obedience.
耶稣在我们眼前所给我们的榜样就是叫我们顺服。
If I'm going to live like Christ, I need to obey the Father.
只要我要活得像基督的话，我就要顺服天父。
And for us as followers of Christ, that obedience is an expression of love.
我们这些追随耶稣的人，我们若是顺服的话，就是我们的爱的表现。
In Luke, Jesus tells us that whoever has my commands and keeps them, he it is who loves me.
在路加福音，耶稣告诉我们说，有他的旨意而顺服的，就是爱他的。
And so as I explained to my children growing up, your obedience is your expression of love.
所以我对我的孩子他们在成长的时候说，你要是顺服我的话，就表示你爱我。
You may not always understand why I'm asking.
也许不会完全明白为什么我这样要求你们。
And it may be because of safety.
也许是因为你们安全的关系。
It may be because of convenience.
也许那样子比较这个便利。
But as a parent, I have a greater understanding of the situation.
但是因为我是做我们是做父母的，我们对这个事情有比较有更多的了解。
And I have your best interest in mind.
而且我总是以你的好处为主的。
As much as we strive to know God's heart,
虽然我们尽量的来想要明白父神的心。
As much as we want to understand what's going on,
我们也想尽量的明白到底这个环境事情为什么是这样子。
Sometimes we simply have to accept the fact that God is God and I am not.
但是有的时候我们必须要接受这个事实，神是神，我不是。
And that He wants the very best for me.
而且他总是以我最好的好处为着想。
And as I strive to be obedient, I express my love for him.
当我努力的来遵从的时候呢，我就向他表达了我对他的爱。
Because I trust him.
因为我信任他。
Because I love him.
因为我爱他。
And I know he loves me.
而且我知道他爱我。
This is how Jesus lived.
这就是耶稣怎么样过活的。
It's so easy to simply say, I love God.
很容易讲说神我爱你。
But to demonstrate that love by our obedience is a level of love and devotion and trust in God that others can see in our lives.
但是我们要表达我们对他的爱，要别人能够看到的，这个是要在于我们的委身和专注。
Because ultimately, our lives need to again reflect the image of Jesus.
因为最终我们所必须要能够让别人能够在我们身上看到耶稣的影像。
I don't want them to simply see Jay. I want them to see my Savior.
我不希望人看到只是我这个本人，而是他们能够从我身上看到我的救主。
I want them to see Jesus in my life.
我希望人能够在我身上看到耶稣。
Which is the final thing we want to talk about.
也就是我们最后一点要讲的。
The thing that Jesus did with his life.
他怎么样过活的。
And that was to magnify or glorify the Father's name.
他是在高举他的父神和父神的名。
In John chapter 17, Jesus prayed this prayer for his disciples.
在约翰福音第十七章，耶稣为他的门徒们这样祷告。
In this time, in the upper room, Jesus went before the Father on behalf of his followers.
在这个时候，耶稣到了楼上的房间，他为他的门徒们祷告。
And in this, we see in verse 1, he says, to glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you.
在这第一节里面，耶稣祷告说：“愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。”
In verse 6, he talks about manifesting God's name, the Father's name.
他在第六节的时候，他是说要将你的名显明。
And at the end of his prayer, in verse 26, he says that I have made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known.
在最后一节二十六节，他说：“我已经将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们。”
Everything Jesus did was to bring glory to the Father.
耶稣做的每一件事情都是能够将荣耀带给父神。
His whole life was to point people to the Father.
他整个的生命都是将人指向天父。
And so, if we are going to live like Jesus,
我们要活得像耶稣的话。
I pray that our lives would do the very same thing.
我们的生活我们的生命也应该做同样的事情
that our efforts would bring glory and magnify the Father's name
我们所做的努力就能够显明和荣耀父神的名
that people will know God that people will know Jesus because of us
因为我们的关系人就能够知道天父也认识耶稣
In Psalm 34, the psalmist David writes, Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
大卫在诗篇34篇讲说，我们要称耶和华为大，高举他的名。
So may our lives not just simply be a means of obedience and love, but one of glorifying God.
我们的生活不是只是有爱神也不是尊崇而已而是更要高举他的名
See, this is how Jesus lived.
这耶稣就是如此活的
We may think he was God the Son and of course he lived perfectly.
所以我们想说因为他是神子所以他的一生就是完美的
But as I said earlier, we look at the gospel record and we see how Jesus actually walked on this earth.
就像我刚刚先前已经讲过了，我们从福音书里面可以看到耶稣是怎么样过他的日子的。
He did everything to understand the Father's heart better.
他每一件事情都是因为他要想要更了解父神的心。
And we can do the same by spending time in the Word.
我们也可以因为在我们多研读，花时间研读神的话，也同样能够知道父神的心。
Spending time in prayer and conversation with our God.
我们花时间祷告与我们的父神有会话
And as we understand his heart, then we are better able to obey his will.
当我们明白他的心意的时候我们就比较容易也比较更好的能够遵从他的旨意
And all for the glory of God the Father.
所以这些事情都是要将荣耀归于神
So, some things to consider.
所以我们想想我们这些事情
May we invest more time in knowing God more?
我们可不可以多花一点的时间来认识神更多
And here's the thing, it requires an intentional effort.
我们做这件事情是必须要我们有定义的努力
And so maybe you've got to spend some time, you know, marking out an appointment with God.
也许你要把一些时间把它划下来就是与神相处的时间
Maybe you're an early riser and getting up just a little bit earlier allows you to spend that time with him.
或许是你是可以早起的人，你就可以在早上先跟他相处一段时间。
Or maybe you have a break in the middle of your day that just is being used playing games on a phone.
也许在一天之中，原来你的时间就是跟别人打电话，你可以把那段时间留下来。
Or maybe we're just simply reading a novel, some fiction book.
或者是我们把那个原来读小说故事的时间留下来。
We can use that time more wisely, spending it with God.
我们可以把这些时间更有智慧的来使用，能够与神相处。
Knowing God more also requires some sacrifice.
当然要想要认识神是需要有的时候需要牺牲的。
As I said, maybe it's sleep.
也许可能是你的睡眠。
Or maybe it's some recreation activity.
或者是你原来要做娱乐的时间。
But Isn't the time with God worth the investment?
但是与神相处的时间不是更值得我们去
Is knowing God better worth that investment?
我们因为如此能够认识神，我们这样子的投资，我努力不是更有价值吗？
And then the result would be, do others see Jesus in me?
所以我们的这样如此做的后果是，看看是不是别人能够在我身上看到耶稣。
As I go about life.Do they see Jay or do they see Jesus?
在我的日常生活里面他们看到的是我呢还是看到耶稣
Are my actions and my attitudes reflection of my Heavenly Father?
我的行为我的态度是不是能够反射出来天父的模样
Is there something different in my life that draws them into the presence of God?
是不是因为我这个人的生命是不一样的所以我能够把人吸引到天父那里
Because if everything I do only brings glory to me, then I have failed.
假如我做什么事情我做只能够给我自己荣耀的话，那我是失败了。
Count it a privilege to serve here, but if it means my glorification as opposed to glorifying God, then I have failed.
在这里侍奉是我的特权，但是我在这里的工作，假如只能够给我带来了荣耀，而没有给父神带来荣耀，我就失败了。
We are praying that God would be magnified in this place.
我们要如此的祷告，我们愿意父神的名在这里高举。
And although we speak different languages, that there is a unity here.
虽然我们讲不同的语言，但是我们还是合一的。
And may the thing that unifies us is the glory of God.
但愿使我们合一的是因为我们都是要求神的荣耀。
Doing everything we can personally and as a church to bring God's glory, bring glory to God.
不管我们自己私人的事情，或者是我们一起一个教会为单位的话，我们都要把这个荣耀归于天父。
So as the world looks in on this church,They see him.
当世人看到这个教会的时候，他看到耶稣。
And they are drawn to him and not to us individually.
他会被父神而吸引，而不是为我们某一个人吸引他来。
Now God will use us to draw people into his presence.
当然，神能够使用我们将人带到他的面前。
But my prayer would be that as we live like Jesus,That the world would see Jesus in us.
但是我的祷告是，当我们活得像耶稣的时候，世人就可以在我们身上看到耶稣。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Gracious God, we thank you for your presence among us.
满有恩典的神，我们感谢你与我们同在。
I thank you for the example of your Son Jesus that we find in Scripture.
我们感谢你在经文里面留给我们耶稣的榜样。
That we can know your heart a little bit more.
我们因此而能够更认识你的心意。
We can understand what we need to do to be obedient to your will.
我们也能够明白我们要如何做才能够是在顺服你。
And that our lives would not just simply reflect the image of Jesus.
让我们的生活不但能够反映出耶稣基督的形象。
But will ultimately magnify your name and bring you glory.
但最后也能够高举你的名，能够荣耀你的名。
As we join our hearts as a church,
当我们心连心的在教会里
，bind us together with that purpose in mind.
让我们每一个人心就因为这样子的相同的目标而绑在一起。
That in all that we do would honor you.
我们所有做的事情都能够将荣耀归于你
would glorify you, Father.
能够荣耀你父亲
and that the world would know that you are alive and well.
所以世人看到就知道你是活着的而是你是完美的活着
and that this church would be a light in this dark place.
这个教会就成为一个黑暗世界里面的明灯
cause us to be men and women who faithfully serve you.
使我们不管是弟兄姊妹们都能够在这里忠心的侍奉你
As we strive each day to live like Jesus
当我们每天在这边努力的要活得像耶稣
We offer this all in Jesus' precious name
我们这样子的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名
Amen
Amen
We want to give our special thanks to Pastor Jay for his wonderful message. And also we want to give our thanks to May for her very clearly and helpful translation. May God bless this worship service. 现在我们要来唱一首回应的诗歌，还有点时间，我们唱，我们如果你前面有这生命圣诗的话，请翻到301，主耶稣我爱你，我们只唱第一节、第二节。然后我们要唱三零一，我们请站起来。301，生命圣诗。301，我们唱第一节、第二节。主耶稣，我爱你。我们唱第一节、第二节。301，主耶稣，我爱你。来，
主耶稣，我爱你。甚至我属你世上最忠言的为你愿舍弃因你是我救主万千 在，若我尘埃也。如今更亲爱的姐，主耶稣我爱你，因你先爱我，被钉十字架上为赎罪过，你带荆棘冠冕，受凌辱陷害，若我曾爱耶稣，如今更亲。赞美神圣全福之根，地上万民当赞主恩，天上万军颂赞主名，赞美圣父圣子圣灵。
你们可以平安从这里出去，但愿我们主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱以及圣灵的感动常常与你们众人同在，从现在起直到永远，阿们。会众请坐。